Prophecy 69, May 29, 1992.
I love you. Things are going smooth right now. But remember, there's going to be a time of tribulation. Trials that you really won't be able to understand. But remember, the day is approaching.
Created for evil, but Satan corrupted
ones that are listening to this little prophecy are going to say, there's another nut speaking about the end times. But that's okay. We know it's their end. So let them say, let them think anything they want. But you, the ones who are listening and reading, looking for answers to salvation, open the Bible and read it. Learn about your King, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And you will see Him. You will talk to Him. For you'll be in heaven forever. Though you feel at times that there is no such place, but take my word for it. Jehovah does not lie. There is a place. It's more wondrous, more beautiful, everlasting. Your minds could never conceive such happiness, such goodness, such righteousness. Because you were raised in an evil world, you were brought into sin. And how can you judge something you've never experienced? It's beyond your comprehension. For by nature your body is sinful. And something sinful cannot comprehend something righteous. So this is where faith comes in. You have to trust in the prophets. You have to trust in the law of God, Jehovah, the Bible. The Holy Spirit will guide you and will show you. But you have to make a commitment on your own. You have to trust in your God. You will get trials and tribulations. But we're at war. But the war is coming to an end. But if you're one of my sons, little lambs, you've already won. All I want you to do is tell your other brothers and sisters, the ones that don't know the truth yet, share it. Spread the word. For the more and more you strengthen the body of Jesus Christ, the more you support you get from each other, the stronger you become, the less pain and suffering you'll endure in those times of trouble. For this last war will affect everyone in ways that you cannot conceive. The time has begun. So listen to your loving Father. You will be getting messages from the prophets. If you get into the Bible and you really study from your heart, I'll talk to you myself, and you won't have to struggle so hard when you hear a prophecy. Because if you're really a good lamb and a good sheep, I might speak directly to you. But I only want those with a clean heart, clean mind, clean attitude. Sometimes it's hard to get into that type of mentality. But once you work on it, get yourself trained, it's not really that bad. You're just used to the easy way, the other way. And that leads you into the pit of hell. Don't listen to the ones who entice you to do wrong. For heaven, well, you'll have to take my word for it. You have to trust me. That's the first step. I love you. I'll protect you. But no matter what happens, I'm there right next to you. Even though at times you will feel that you're alone, you'll never be alone as long as you put your focus on Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He will lead you to me through the power of the Holy Spirit. All of us will bring this last chapter it again. Do not take the sign of the beast. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how easy it gets, if you value, and I mean if you value your future, do not take the sign of the beast. For you will be condemned to the valley of death for eternity. This is the most blasphemous thing you could do ever to your Lord, Jehovah, and I will not forgive you. When the sign of the beast is issued, you run and you hide. Do whatever you have to do, but do not take the sign of the beast. I think I've stated it enough. I think I have made it simple, clear, and direct. I'll repeat it one more time. Do not take the sign of the beast, for you will find the valley of death for eternity. So, my children, I hope your ears are unplugged. I hope I place some fear in you, for what I say is the truth. You're going to have to make yourselves strong, stronger than you ever have in your whole life. When those days and times come, for you're going to have to pray to your Father Jehovah, read the Bible, bring the body of Christ together, for this war is being fought in the heavenlies at the same time that the battle is being done on earth. This is a war that encompasses the spiritual and the physical. What you can see and touch, everything that is evil, anywhere, any place, whether it's spiritual or real, will be cleaned up once and for all. So, take care. Be strong. Get to know me, because I love you. This is Jehovah. This is Jehovah, the creator of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, the maker, the breaker of the universe. Peace and glory be to the Father. Peace and glory be to the Father. Peace and glory be to the Father. So saith Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with the power of the Holy Spirit. We love you, children. Listen to my Father, for he is nothing but love. And he has given me the power and the authority to carry out his law. So remember what he has told you. Peace be with you, my lambs, my sheep. For I will be there at the appointed time to pick you up and take you to heaven. Be courageous, be strong. Praise and glory be to the Father. Praise and glory be to the